Hi everyone, welcome to Yum Yum English. 赛车 he's speaking. 두산범하지못해예 common mistakes 대학생활시간하심 stationary 탈아프지역이 spelling is different. stationary 아기바 A 비엇به معنى 이스타 ثابت means unmoving, immobile. Alright? Unmoving, ماشین که در حال ایستاست. A car collided with a stationary vehicle. But if it comes with E, means لوازم تحریر. Wow, that's great, yes? And a car collided with a stationary vehicle. The company realized it was spending too much on stationery. All right? Pen, pencils, paper. لوازم تحریر. پس با ای بیاد لوازم تحریر اگه با ای بیاد حالت ایستاست. I'm going to explain to you more. Please listen to me carefully. All right? Stationery. با ای بچه توضیح بدم. Let me explain to you. How did you manage to drive into a stationary vehicle? How did you manage to drive into a stationary vehicle? Still not moving. وقتی با A بیاد به معنی ایستا ساکن نه در حال حرکت ایستا باشه still not moving motionless calm immobile. Wow, that's beautiful. اما اگه با A بیاد, if it comes with A, stationary, pen, pencils, book, sharpener, yeah, that's beautiful, right? Let's continue. Don't worry, macho. Let's continue. At the end and in the end. Well, at the end, همیشه معنای اینه که آخر چیزی، آخر داستانی، کتابی، فیلمی، بازی. At the end of the story, the hero dies. قهرمان میمیره. At the end of the story, the bad guys were caught by the police. آخر داستان، آدمای شریر. The bad guys were caught by the police officer. توسط پلیس دستگیر میشن. We all stood up. At the end of Sarah's speech, we all stood up. در پایان سخنرانی سارا همه بلند شدیم. We all stood up at the end of Sarah's speech and gave her a standing ovation. Everyone stood up. همه بلند شدند تشویق کردند. But in the end, یعنی بالاخره eventually. Use even saying that something happens or after a long period of time or a lot of other things have happened. In the end, she got her money back. بلاخره پولش ازش گرفت. She got her money back. This film will make you laugh and make you cry and fall in love and feel good in the end. آخرش خوب تموم میشه. آخرش حس خوبی داره. This film will make you laugh. تو رو میخندونه، میگریونه. Will make you laugh and make you cry and fall in love and feel good in the end. در آخر در انتها eventually yeah well this is really important okay to say something properly to speak English properly this is very very important what I'm trying to say in this book I'm going to teach you how to speak English properly all right and let's learnhistoric and historical. What's the difference? فرقشون چی بچه؟ What's the difference? Historic, صفت, historic place, محل تاریخی, historic building, ساختمان قدیمی, ancient historic sites, مناطق تاریخی قدیمی باستانی, ancient historic sites, all right?And by historical, historical. Of course, it is a historic moment. لحظية مهم, important, influential, تاريخي, influential. And our historic monuments, ساختمانهای قدیمی. All right, and then historic and historical, both we can use تاریخی, but historic به معنای لحظه مهم, سرنوشت ساز. It was historic moment. It was a historic moment. لحظه, for example, when North Korea and South Korea, وقتی کره شمالی با کره جنوبی با هم دوست شدند, اون لحظه میگیم یه لحظه تاریخی بود. Historic moment. Historic moment. Alright? And یا مثلا میگیم ساختمون قدیمی, historic buildings, historic monuments. And learned. میدونین که بچه learned, اگه گذشته learned و هم میتونه learned باشه, اما در انگلیسی امریکایی learned, در انگلیسی بریتانیایی learned. Who is that guy? Who is that guy with your wife? اونی که با خانومت کیه. Who is that guy with your wife? اما who's, W-H-O-S-E, مال کیه. Whose keys are these? اینا کلیدهای کیان. Whose car is this? ماشین کیه. Whose car? W-H-O-S-E. پر است این کتاب از این اصطلاحات, نکات گرامری سردرگمی, confusing words, expressions. Then you gotta be careful not to make a mistake. مراقب باشین اشتباه نکنی. You gotta be careful not to make a mistake. اما تفاوت economic and economical چقدر مهمه. Economic and economical, وقتی میگی economic, رشد اقتصادی, economic growth, the government's economic policies, سیاست های اقتصادی دولت, the government's economic policies, the government's economic policies have led them into the worst recession in years. سالها اونا رو به یه رکود افتضاح فرو برد. The government's economic policies. Economic growth, رشد اقتصادی. Economic growth is slow. رشد اقتصادی پایینه. Economic growth is slow. اما economical, اقتصادی. What's the most economical way of heating this building? به صرفه ترین, مقتصد ترین, مقرون به صرفه ترین. He was economical in all areas of life. او آدمه مقتصدی بود. در مورد بیشتر پول و صرفه‌جویی و اقتصادی است. He was economical in all areas of life. او تمام جنبه‌های زندگیش آدم مقتصد و صرفه‌جویی بود. House and home. خیلی اشتباه می‌گیرن. House and home. House, a building in which a person or a family live. Home, a house or apartment where a person or a family lives. Your house is a physical structure. وقتی در مورد ساختار فیزیکی یه خونه صحبت میکنیم, house. اما home دنبالش آرامشه. It's a place where you belong. It can be a house, an apartment, or even a society. More personal than a house, homes. Home can also mean the place where you grew up. I'm going home for the holidays. میرم وطنم. I'm going home for the holidays. پس من I'm at home because it belongs to me, right? I'm at home. This house, این خونه, این حالا میتونه apartment باشه, میتونه ویلا باشه, هرچی باشه. I was a civil engineer. I built houses for others. من یه مهندس عمران بودم و خونه هایی رو برای دیگران ساختم. مثال هایی که میزنیم بچه ها فقط کاربرد انگلیسی داره و نوعیه و هیچ ربطی شاید به دنیای حقیقی نداشته باشه. For example, the government's economic policies, سیاست های اقتصادی دولت, حالا هر دولتی میتونه باشه. the government's فقط ما تمرکزمون روی یادگیری انگلیسیه. حتما اینو در ذهن داشته باشین. The government's economic policies have led them اونا رو منتج کرد، اونا رو به سوی into the worst recession years. مثلا دولت یک کشوری. Alright? I was a civil engineer. من مهندس عمران بودم. I built houses for others. I couldn't make those homes for them. پس هوم بیشتر به وطن، خونه خودت، بستگی به بیشتر مربوط میشه به خونه خودت، اونی که به خودت متعلقه. It belongs to you. اصطلاح فوق‌العاده‌ای داریم، میگیم home sweet home. هیچ چه مثل خونه خود آدم نمیشه. Home sweet home. پس home و house یک کوچولو فقط فرق دارن. I'm going home now. Arrive home, get home, reach home, go home, come home. Yeah, that's great. Arrive home, get home, reach home, go home, come home. هیچ وقت نگین arrive to home, get to home, reach to home, reach in home. Alright? اینا حرف اضافه ندارن. پس یادداشت کنید بچه ها. Arrive home. I arrived home at 10 o'clock. 10 ساعت. 10 خونه رسیدم. I got home. همش هم به معنی رسیدن رفتن. I arrived home. I got home. خونه رسیدم. I reached home. I went home. I came home. Yeah. That's beautiful. That's perfect. هیچ وقت بعد arrive to نیاریم. بعد reach to نیاریم. بعد get or go or come و اینا هیچ حرف اضافه نداره. حالا فرق enter با go چی؟ What's the difference between enter and go? بچه یاد میگیری یا نه؟ Are you learning or not? Of course, yeah. Thanks a lot, dear Mr. Yum Yum. I'm learning really perfectly. I'm really happy. خوشحالم و ذوق میکنم. I'm really excited to see your progress. Dear followers, members, students, readers, and listeners, enter and go. You enter a place, go into a place. Silence fell as I entered the room. Sukut. همه جا رو گرفته بود. Silence fell as I entered the room. He went into the cafe, رفت coffee shop, your cafe, and ordered a drink. All right? حالا dentist با the dentist and the dentists چه فرقی داره؟ dentist شخصی که دندون پزشک، dentist. The dentist دندون پزشکی. You should have your teeth checked by a dentist. تو باید بری دندونات چک بشه توسط. I got my teeth checked. دادم دندونامو چک کنم. حالا you should have your teeth checked by a dentist at least twice a year. دو بار در سال. I'm going to the dentist. میام دندون پزشکی. اگه وقتی میگیم دندون پزشکی میشه the dentist. I'm going to the dentist this afternoon. پس he is my dentist. دندون پزشکی منه. Where are you going? I'm going to the dentist. دندون پزشکی. اما discuss با argue چه فرقی داره؟ discuss یعنی صحبت کردن، argue یعنی بحث و جدال. You discuss something with somebody. هیچ وقت نگو discuss about something. It's wrong. We're discussing air pollution. ما در مورد آلودگی هوا صحبت میکنیم. دیگه about نیاریم. We are discussing. Stop shouting and let's discuss this reasonably. داد نزن، بیا در موردش منطقی با هم صحبت کنیم. Stop shouting. بس دیگه چقدر داد میزنی. Stop shouting. Let's discuss this reasonably. منطقی. Should discuss this problem with your doctor. در مورد این مسئله باید با دکتر صحبت کنیم. Discuss بس صحبت کردنه. Discuss. مصاحبت در مورد یه موضوع مهم رو میگن discuss. Discuss. Nature. Nature, everything in the physical world that is not controlled by humans, such as wild plants and animals, طبیعت, earth, rocks, زمین و هوا و گیاهان و حیوانات. هیچ وقت با nature رو با ده نگیم تو این معنی. The power of nature, قدرت طبیعت, the power of nature, دیگه the power of the nature نه. The power of nature. چقدر نکات ریز و درشتی داریم بچه ها تو این کتاب. That's noticeable. Remarkable. یعنی در واقع واقعا به چشم میاد این اشتباهات. Noticeable and remarkable even for dear English teachers. and advanced students, this book can be helpful. Vacation, vocation. Vacation, تعطيلات. Vocation, حرفه. We're planning to go on vacation soon. الشباب not getting vacation but vacation. We're planning to go on vacation. برنامه داریم بریم تعطیلات. Let's go. Let's go on vacation soon. We're planning to go on vacation soon. We're planning to go on vacation soon. At 25, I found my true vocation as a writer. بهترین کارمو پیدا کردم وقتی من 23 ساله بودم. When I was 23 years old, I found my true vocation. یه حرفه واقعیم نویسندگی بود. True vocation as a writer. I'm really happy as a writer. I love my job, my profession, my vocation. یعنی حرفه‌مو دوست دارم. I love my career. I love my career. بچه all together با all together چه فرقی داره؟ اگه با هم بیاد یعنی کاملا completely all together. I stopped seeing her all together. Well, how much do I owe you all together? وقتی با هم بیاد یعنی مجموعاً چقدر بدهی دارم برای شما؟ How much do I owe you all together? ولی وقتی میگیم all together یعنی با هم دیگه. Put your clothes all together in one pile. همه لباسات توی یه جا بذار. And I'll wash them for you. و همه شو برات میشورم. I'll wash them for you. گارسنه میپرسه Are you all together? همه با همین Yeah. Can you do a table for five? میتونی میز پنج نفر ما بدی Can you do a table for five? Can you do a table for five? Break time. Well, sure. Break time. Break time. یعنی زنگ تفریح. Break time. The middle years of marriage are the most crucial. سالهای میانی ازدواج بسیار حساسه. The most crucial. In the early years, spouses want each other. In the late years, they need each other. آره. چقدر کوتیشن عالیه. میگه سالهای میانی ازدواج حساسترین و حیاتی ترینه. The most crucial. The most crucial. In the early years, در سالهای اولیه همدیگر رو میخوان. زن و شوهر. Spouses. Spouses. But in the late years, سالهای پایانی به هم احتیاج دارن. They need each other. They need each other. با ما در ارتباط باشین. Keep in touch. با مجموعه جیگولی common mistakes, اشتباهات رایج در مکالمات انگلیسی و رایتینگ حتی گرامر اصطلاحات collocation. That would be awesome. Let's keep in touch. Wish you all the best. Take care. Bye.